Bad report cards could soon be a thing of the past, at least in California. That's because some of the state's largest school districts are dropping D and F grades. So this is all called competency learning. Supporters say it will help kids re-engage after nearly 2 years of virtual learning during this pandemic. But critics are blasting this plan, saying all it does is lie about students' progress. Correspondent Nancy Liu is live for us in Los Angeles. So Nancy, explain, how will this new grading system work?
Well, sort of, Nicole, by giving a lot of credit to other factors like the pandemic. Nearly 2 years of turmoil in education has obviously impacted a lot of students academically. Here in California, some large districts, such as LA, moving to remove all report card grades below a C. The stress of returning to in-person classes after a year of distance learning is undeniable. So some educators are pushing to reform the grading system, essentially cutting students some slack so they don't drop out and give up on learning. LA, Santa Ana, and other California districts have limited the uses of D's and phased out F's in grading. High schoolers who fail a test or homework assignment can get a do-over or more time. Advocates argue that assessment should be based on mastery of learning, what students have learned, instead of how they test. And some call the grading system idiosyncratic.
One teacher takes homework assignments that are late. The other has extra credit. One curves scores on a test. And so there's a very clear and objective unfairness to students if they get one teacher versus another.
What mastery learning does is really allow the student every opportunity to show that they know the material. And if they don't know the material, to get the support they need to be able to demonstrate it.
Now, critics argue that bad grades do serve a purpose by letting students know that they haven't learned adequately. There's also concern over more grade inflation. Nicole?
All right, Nancy, you did a good job of, you know, showing us both sides of that. All right, we'll see what happens.